Well, folk, we live in desperately difficult times today, and I wonder whether you're filled with fear and uncertainty about what the future holds. It's very interesting that in the Bible, in Psalm 56 and verse 3, we read these words, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." Now, it's interesting because this morning I went down to Sainsbury's very early in the morning. By 7 o'clock, there were also already huge queues of people panic buying. I've never seen the store so full. People are concerned with coronavirus scares, and people are panicking. What do you do in a situation like that? Where do we turn? Who can we trust? I wonder whether you've ever thought about this. Are you ever afraid? The man who says he's never afraid is either a fool or ignorant. Some years ago, I interviewed a fireman and a deep sea diver for a radio program. I asked them both, "Are you ever afraid?" Both of them described times when they were very, very afraid. In fact, they said a man who is never afraid is a danger in a fire or when deep sea diving. We need to know what fear is and how to control it. Now, fear is a very difficult thing, isn't it? At times, maybe you have known uncontrollable fear of the unknown, or maybe fear of the future. What will happen in the current situation? Will I catch disease? How can I face a major operation in hospital? Perhaps you have financial fears. How are you going to pay your way when everybody is out of work at the moment or not allowed to get to work? Or maybe you're afraid of the past. What you have done in the past, maybe, and what you wished you had not done. We know that we cannot change the past, but how many of us would be glad to do so if we could? Many of us carry dark secrets from the past. Now, it is recorded that Mark Twain is reputed to have said on one occasion, "I once sent a dozen of my friends a telegram saying, 'Flee at once, all is discovered.' And they all left town immediately." Now, whether that is true or not, I don't know. It might be just an urban myth. But many people are very afraid that people will find out what they've done in the past and maybe things they're afraid of and ashamed of. And then there are others who are afraid of death. Now, the Bible says we all have to die sooner or later. Are you ready to die? But why are we so afraid of death? If this life is all that there is, then isn't death a blessed escape from the pains and sorrows here? If we are just here at the whim of blind chance, then why does it matter anyway? But most of us know that this cannot be the answer. When you stand by the grave of a loved one, and I lost my father when I was a child, the experience can be traumatic. But what is the answer to disease and death and all our fears? There's only one place of safety. There's only one person we can trust. A great preacher of many years ago, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, said this, "Unregenerate fear drives us from God. Gracious fear drives us to him." Now, many people in the West have dismissed the Bible and its teachings. They consider that the promises of God to be worthless and beneath contempt. But to those of us who have found true faith in the God of the Bible, the effect on our lives has been revolutionary. We know whom we have believed and are persuaded that he is able to keep us through all that this life can throw at us. And when we come to die, we know that our sins are forgiven, the past is blotted out, and that the life to come is far more glorious than anything that we can have known here. The older I get, the more I am amazed that people dismiss the wonderful good news of the Bible without even finding out what it's about. John Bunyan, who wrote a wonderful allegory, The Pilgrim's Progress, said this, "There is nothing like faith to help us at a pinch. Faith dissolves doubts as the sun drives away the mists. Faith is the eye, is the mouth, is the hand, And one of these is of use all the day long. Faith is to see, to receive, to work, or to eat. And a Christian should be seeing or receiving or working or feeding all day long. Let it rain. Let it blow. Let it thunder. Let it lighten. A Christian must still believe. At what time, says the Good News, I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In these days of uncertainty, when so many are in a panic, why not consider the wonders of the message of the Bible? Here is the living God who created the world and knows how it works. It is because mankind has rejected this glorious salvation that things have gone wrong with the world. Sometimes people say to me, why is there so much trouble in the world? Sickness, disease, viruses, famine, disasters. Why doesn't God do something about it? But God has done something about it. He sent his Son to be our Saviour. If you reject the remedy and the solution, you cannot blame the author of the remedy. I encourage you to read the Bible. Start with one of the Gospels, John or Mark, and see for yourself the wonderful message of the Saviour. And let God speak to you from his word. Then you can go to bed tonight in the sure and certain hope that whatever happens, even though you do not live to see another day, you are at peace with God, and the future for you will be all glorious. Remember David's prayer, what time I am afraid, I will trust in you. And Isaiah the prophet wrote these words, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Can you say that?